This is the best customer. The best customer is someone, I've seen your videos, then I saw your video with a celebrity, then I saw you promoted a book, then I saw your team at the screening, then I walked past you 5 times, then I saw you on Facebook again with celebrities, then I saw a friend of mine who posted a testimonial about how great you are, and then a week later I happened to need your service. Because of the so many different avenues that people can see you, etc., you can't. It's getting more difficult to measure what's actually working. So, we do a Facebook ad, 30,000 views. Someone sees us. Studies now show it used to be like 10, 7 to 10. Studies now, some studies show up to 70 touches before someone actually does business with you. Some studies show. So, what actually worked? When they call you up. And so when you're looking at your marketing sources and you work out where the person, you're trying to measure where they come from, where it's working. Or when they come to the screening and they register at the screening, was that because they'd seen about 20 of your videos online? They also went and searched you on your website. I'm going to talk about websites now. And you had a pixel on your website. If you don't have a pixel on your website, please write that down now. You're going to phone your, you could be done with just this one tip. You're going to phone your web designer and you're going to say, please put a pixel on my website and please make sure everyone's being retargeted. So what happens is, I'll give you the layman's term, is that every single time someone lands on your website, they get like a Facebook cookie, okay? So, and then all of a sudden they're gonna start seeing whatever you want them to see in their Facebook feeds. So I know our website is smashing it at the moment. We are killing it with our website because actually we don't know. The reality is I don't know because we're putting so much content out there now and it's cool stuff and videos with Russell Brand, he's one of our clients and things like that, that all of a sudden we're getting all this exposure. And then people are coming to the website and then are they phoning me straight away or are they phoning me because of the retargeting? Are they then seeing us at the fair and then coming in? Are they walking past us? Are they being retargeted on Google? And the reality is that marketing is becoming way, way, way more about second touch marketing. So this is a J. Abrahamism. I don't know if you guys know, you know J. Abraham? J. Abraham is a famous marketeer. And J. says that you need to be omnipresent. Okay, so omnipresence is huge now, you know? So the reason I've just hired, and I can't believe I'm going to say this because I wouldn't have believed this 3 years ago, but I'm of the opinion that it's going to become a case of you cannot afford to not have a full-time videographer at one point. That's where I think it's going. I think it's going to where you can't afford to not have a full-time videographer. So if you look at my journey, I always teach a thing I'm doing because that's how I learn and that's how I give value. But like if you look at my journey now coming into America and teaching more in America, when I launch anything in UK and Europe, First thing I ever launched in UK and Europe, we did $100,000 in 90 minutes. $100,000 in 90 minutes. Because people know me there. So we installed New Patient Avalanche and people know me. I've been in that. So talk about, so what's it, the phrase is with, trust is built over like over time when people see like they've seen me speak like 4 or 5 times, they've seen my stuff, they've come things, so I've got a lot of time in the marketplace there. So familiarity breeds trust. So now if you look at this venture coming into America, it's like, who's this guy with a funny accent and no hair and what's he achieved and how come I haven't heard of him? Because I haven't heard of him, like there's all that stuff happening already. So the reason I have to hire a full-time videographer is simply to give value and familiarity. So that's why now you'll watch that process happening with me and my world, but the same is relevant for your practices. So when they see you online, etc., you know, and are you doing lead generation and are you prepared to date? Are you prepared to date? And are you prepared to go for coffees on the first date and not you know what? But most of us, I just go for the kill because we don't have the follow-up emails, we don't have the things to retarget them. So for fear of losing the customer, we feel like we have to go for the kill. So there's a concept that I was taught that the longer it takes for someone to do business with you, the better. The longer it takes for somebody to do business with you, the better. Now, it's a funny conversation. Now, there's a time and place for that. If I'm at a screening, you are cultivating a now or never environment, and that's fine. You've got to make an offer, pay now, or you don't get the deal. Okay? But the scenario is, this is the best customer. The best customer is someone, I've seen your videos, then I saw your video with a celebrity, then I saw you promoted a book, then I saw your team at the screening, then I walked past you 5 times, then I saw you on Facebook again with celebrities, then I saw a friend of mine who posted a testimonial about how great you are, and then a week later I happened to need your service. Now, by the time I come to see you, when we talk about conversion rates, it's like so much familiarity with you before we come in. Now, my brother's the doctor that did the video with Russell Brand. It's been shared 800 times all over the world. I've never seen anything like it. And it's got 250,000 views. 250,000 views, organic. It's nuts. I've never so we get regularly people coming and going, I want to see the chiropractor that sees Russell Brand. All the time. That's like with familiarity. So my brother's like, he didn't know what he's doing. He just picked up the camera and it didn't matter. It was irrelevant. He's so embarrassed about the interview. He's like, I was sounding like an absolute idiot. And Russell Brand's quite an intimidating guy. So he's like, but it didn't matter. But he got viewed by so many people. So I'll show you that video in a moment. But here's the key. The key is that we go for the kill because we're not prepared to date. So this is what marketing really is. Marketing is, you got the market, you put your message out there. Then you generate a lead. We now all know what a lead is. We swap details, we start a conversation, now we can converse with the person via email, via text, etc. Or what marketing's changed is, leads used to be about swapping information. Because of the advent of Facebook and tools like that, you don't quite call it a lead, you haven't swapped information, but you can retarget people that do certain things. You guys all know that, hey? So you can retarget, if someone watches a video, you can then put a message in front of the people that watched 50% of that video because they were clearly engaged, they watched 50% of you talking about back pain or whatever, or 10 things you can do in St. Louis without back pain. And then you can watch them, and then you can say to those people, would you like an offer? And then they're gonna be a more engaged customer if they spend some time with you. So that's the lead. So lead used to be about swapping information. Now leads changed a little bit. It is still about swapping information, but it also can be something called a vertical. A vertical is, I did a video and I'm gonna retarget all the people that viewed this with some information, but you don't know who they are, but you can retarget them. Facebook gives you that option. Okay, then they come into your office and they start their process, and a prospect is really someone that's booked the appointment. They're still not a client because they still have to show up. So you've got to do all the stuff to make them show up. And again, like, I still get the harshest business lessons. Like, even this event, in Europe, it's been like, I've got so much time in the marketplace. I just put out anything. We have loads of docs come, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And even this event is familiarity beats trust. So for me, even being a bit casual about this event, you go okay, what? I've got to have the full-time videographer. And I got to do the whole thing to create more trust in the marketplace so people know me, So then the prospect then, you still get them to show up, and then once they start paying you, they become a client. But most of us, we're pretty good from here. Everything you've ever been taught in chiropractic is really about here. You know, they book the appointment, and then how do you, your telephone show up rates, So now, what's your scripts like? Your service, do you greet them across the table when they walk in? And that's fantastic. But what about all these people that are filling in your information, etc.? What are you doing for them? So that's lead generation marketing.
Hey, thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. I hope it helps you grow your practice. My name is Ryan Ryder. I generate $7 million every single year from 8 practices, 10,000 new patients last year alone. I've been doing this for the last 10 years. And if you enjoy this video and you enjoy my content, I highly recommend you grab my book. I put everything that I've learned in the last 10 years and $7 million every single year, 10,000 new patients in the book. Grab the book, click on the link below, it's completely free of charge. All you do is pay for the shipping, we pay for the book. Enjoy the content, enjoy the rest of the videos, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I hope that 2020 and your practice grows more than you ever could have imagined, and I hope that the book's part of that journey. See you soon.